shedding his blood, giving his life, being buried in the ground and being raised on the third day. Tell somebody that's victory. Every first Sunday at our church, we come together to commune and to commemorate that victory. We commemorate what the Lord has done for us, and we link together with believers all around the world in this one act called the Lord's Supper. When we come before the Lord and we appreciate him for his blood that was shed for the cleansing of our sins, and his body, which was sinless, represented by the unleavened bread, amen, that was broken in substitution for us. At this time, let us serve the congregation as we all commune together. We will all bless the table and eat and drink together. God bless you.
And Jesus shed.
All right. Took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. If everyone has been served at this time, let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ coming in flesh, giving his life for us. It is the most significant event in all human history. So, Father, we commemorate it today as he commanded to do this in remembrance of him. Father, we ask you for forgiveness of all sin. And we pray that, God, we will come before this table as the righteousness of God. God, I pray that we shall be strengthened as a church For as we commune with you, we commune with one another. Father, I pray, God, that every vision, every goal that you placed in us shall come to pass because we are one body. So, Father, as we eat of this table, I pray that you will bring healing. You will bring power. God, the anointing will flow, and that God will ever be reminded of the great work that was done in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're able to continue to stand, would you please do so as we get ready for the word? Thank you. Martha.